This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, January 8th, brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Rabobank anticipates significant uncertainty if President-elect Donald Trump follows through with tariffs on global trading partners, including China. Steve Nicholson says they're certain that if Trump issues new levies on China, the Chinese will respond.
The Chinese are going to retaliate. If Trump 2.0 puts tariffs on the Chinese are going to retaliate. And we know from history, again, that agriculture was one of the first things the Chinese retaliated against, and we expect that they'll do that again. You know, they've already started to retaliate on some things already, or at least limit the exports of some product, Chinese products to the U.S. that, you know, we like. And so I think we have to keep that in mind.
Nicholson says the Chinese were caught off guard by the 2018 Trump tariffs, but the situation is much different here in 2025 as the Chinese are better stocked and Brazil will have a lot more soybeans on hand this year.
First of all, the Brazilians have a lot more soybeans to move, and so this is not going to be any sort of inconvenience to them if they have to supply all of Chinese needs. We also know the Chinese are prepared this time. They have really stocked up on many things, soybeans being one of many crops they have stocked up on. So they have they're much better prepared for and able to weather a storm for a little bit longer period of time than we were back in 2018.
In addition, Nicholson says the Chinese have offered their livestock feed rations to reduce the amount of needed soy protein.
They are slowly changing that feed ration, so its inclusion of meal is less percent than it was back in 2018. So there's things have changed since then that we have to recognize.
Nicholson says a loss of the Chinese export market for U.S. soybean producers will be very detrimental to soybean prices and planted acreage.
Let's say we lose 50% of U.S. exports, of soybean exports to China. So we looked at that and said, wow, what does that mean from a price perspective? What does that mean for an acreage perspective? So we looked at it and decided, and it came out and said it was $1.50 to $2 a bushel decline in U.S. soybean prices at the farm gate. You know, that's a significant downdraft. I will tell you, when you look at that, it does put them back to where they were near the lows back in that 14 to 2020 period.
Nicholson says a tariff war with China could mean a 5 million acre or more drop in soybean plantings. Corn plantings would likely remain the same, according to the report, but prices would set to be falling significantly. Nicholson says their research shows there's no short-term good that can come to the farm economy with an extended tariff war with the Chinese.
However you want to look at it, it is not going to be helpful to U.S. agriculture. You know, in talking to farmers, we do hear a lot of this concern, you know, that this could be detrimental to farmers going forward. And I think that's where farmers are now, particularly considering now we're into our third year, if you have, of at best break-even, and in most cases below break-even margins on the farm for row crop production. This comes at a really inopportune time if what he said on the campaign trail and what he's reemphasized this week in the Washington Post comes true, this will not be good for farm gate economics.
Nicholson says the U.S. crop outlook is challenged by more than tariffs. Oilseed production in Brazil expected to climb to historical levels, while global currencies remain weak compared to the value of the U.S. dollar.
This is not a storm that's only a tariff storm. It is a storm of competition globally. And how does the U.S. stay relevant and stay competitive in the global market?
Nicholson says domestic demand for renewable fuel may be the only saving grace for crop farmers and the overall U.S. farm economy. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.